Exclusive. Devin Nunes, Intelligence Community Inspector General knowingly changed whistleblower complaint form. By Christina Wong on October 7, 2019. Representative Devin Nunes, RCA, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, said Sunday the Intelligence Community Inspector General, ICIG, with whom an intelligence official filed the whistleblower complaint against President Trump, knowingly changed the complaint form in order to help get the complaint out publicly. Nunes told SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday host Matt Boyle, the ISIC is either totally incompetent or part of the deep state, and he's got a lot of questions he needs to answer because he knowingly changed the form and the requirements in order to make sure that this whistleblower complaint got out publicly. Nunes's comments come after the ISIC, Michael Atkinson, testified to lawmakers on Friday. So he's either incompetent or in on it, and he's going to have more to answer for, I can promise you. Because we are not going to let him go, he is going to tell the truth about what happened, Nunes added. Nunes also said the intelligence official who filed the complaint had filled out an old complaint form that said the complainant must have first-hand information related to the alleged wrongdoing. The form was updated sometime after the official filed his complaint, to not require first-hand knowledge. First of all, you have the change of the forms, you no longer had to have first-hand information, you had to have second-hand information. Clearly they backdated it to August. The evidence is clear that it didn't change on the website until the 25th of September, he said. So the form that the whistleblower filled out, he actually filled out the old form that said you had to have first-hand knowledge. The whistleblower readily admits he doesn't have first-hand knowledge. So conveniently the IG did this, claims that was always the case, claims it wasn't the law, I already told you. He's going to have more questions to answer, he said. Listen to the whole interview here.